Unable to use her comlink inside the mag-shielded confines of the computer core, Drysella reached out in the Force and found Ben and Valen close by, coming up the corridor toward the decontamination chamber. She filled her presence, first with a sense of accomplishment to let them know she had entered, then with uneasiness. She felt her brother's presence respond almost at once, cautious and worried. Ben added patience, and she knew they wanted her to wait.
"No arguments there,"
Gisela said aloud. Still not leaving the chamber, she reached over Rowdy toward the control panel. He emitted a disappointed chirp and sank onto his treads. Then, as Gisela pressed the button to close the airtight door, the little droid emitted a taunting buzz and shot out onto the balcony.
"Rowdy!"
Gisela barely had time to dive through the opening before the door snicked shut behind her. She landed just outside the decontamination chamber and rolled to her feet in a fighting crouch, alert for the faintest prickle of danger sense. She felt only the anguished presence above and behind her, weak and barely alert, and beyond the balcony railing, the same miasma of dark energy she had detected before. Rowdy continued forward. His goal seemed to be a trio of swiveling chairs that sat facing the primary interface console. On the back of the middle chair was a star-shaped scorch, surrounding a dark hole about where the heart of a seated human would be. Gisela pressed her back against the door of the decontamination chamber and again expanded her Force awareness. She still felt no hint of an impending attack. When Rowdy reached the primary administration console and plugged into the droid socket with no hint of trouble, Gisela decided she could risk looking away from him for a moment. She stepped away from the door and turned back toward the decontamination chamber. A familiar figure was hanging a few meters away, suspended upside down and watching her from a pair of eyes that had been blackened by a severe beating. His face was bruised and swollen almost beyond recognition, and one of his shoulders was jutting out from the socket at an impossible angle. But there was no mistaking the conservative cut of his short brown hair or the reserved style of his gray business tabard.
"Chief Dorvan?"
Gisela gasped. She resisted the urge to rush to his aid, preferring instead to remain where she was until she had some idea of what had happened.
"What happened?"
She underestimated me," Dorvan answered.
A crease that might have been a smile crept across his swollen face.
"Everyone does."
"Who?"
Gisela asked. Dorvan's gaze shifted toward the primary interface console, where Rowdy was still at work, and where the chair with the scorch hole was located.
"She did."
"Who?"
Gisela asked.
"Her."
Dorvan looked as though he wanted to point, but it was impossible in his position.
"Look."
Gisela spent a moment debating the possibility of a trap, then finally decided that whatever had happened there was already over. Being careful to stay alert to Dorvan's presence, she advanced until she came to the primary interface console, where Rowdy was blinking and beeping with the computer core.